Gue nina migime wa jaktelo is sisera, gue gus pege wage, gue anishnabe que, ukrama o yiksuk yatsuk atsup. So my name is Sarah Rude, and I'm a Mi'kmaq woman and French through my mother and through my father. I'm English, Irish, and French. My traditional name given to me from Tushot Nation through Jessica Salt is Oyitsuk Yatsuk Atsup, which connects me to this land, and it means woman who walks with medicine. I wanted to share with you today a little bit about my relationship with the coastal sage plant or coastal mugwort that's found here. It's one of my most special plant relationships. It's being grown throughout the school district where I work in indigenous plant gardens, and the students and I have harvested it to make Epsom salt soaks, salve, and dried it for smudge. I always thought, wow, it's just such a huge thriving plant, no matter what, almost like what some people would call a weed, as when you plant a small plant, it just takes over. But upon visiting some of the sites where it was planted throughout the school district, I noticed that this wasn't the case. I realized that, like so many plants, coastal sage loves to be loved. It thrives in relationship with us. And while I use coastal sage for many purposes when it's harvested, I gain the most medicine when I'm in relationship with it as it is growing. The strong and beautiful smell of it in my garden or in the beach is distinct and it immediately calms me. The thick and outstanding seed branch that comes at the top when it is time, I use for brushing off energy when needed. Most often, I hang coastal sage to dry for use in a smudge or smoke medicine mixture. I cut the stalks as far down as the leaves are still green, leaving usually at least about a foot so that the plant can grow back. I then bundle about 4 to 6 stems together and tie them at the bottom to hang dry. When it is dried, I break down the leaves and mix with other types of sage, such as white sage, silver sagebrush, as well as tobacco, sweetgrass, cedar, and pearly everlasting, to make a smudge mixture for smoke medicine. When coastal sage dries, it's unlike other sage relatives in that its texture is not dry and brittle. It has a soft textile texture and forms almost like a little ball, which acts like a coal when lit with a match in the smudge mixture. This is so special, and you never have trouble lighting your smudge. Another way I use coastal sage when harvested is by placing it in the water, usually straight after picking if it's in season, when I'm soaking hides to make hand drums. I place other sacred medicines in the water as well, such as cedar, sweetgrass, tobacco, and devil's club, but especially the long stalks when they have gone to seed. The medicines infuse the water and in turn the hide, making sure that the spirit of the hide is honored, cleansed, and filled with medicine before bringing the drum to life. In my drum group Answer, All Nations Strong Women for Education and Reclamation or Resurgence, we often place stems of coastal sage around our big drum during performances as a form of protection and honoring. Wilalin, thank you for the opportunity to share some of the ways in which I'm in relationship with this beautiful plant medicine. While working with the coastal sage after harvesting has brought such a richness of medicines to my life and regalia and the drums I create, I always am so grateful when I see coastal sage in their natural habitat. Here in Lekwungen and Wasanich land, I find coastal sage on the beaches, and it's beyond special to see and connect with them. I'm so grateful as a visitor here to this land to develop a relationship with a Lekwungen Wasanich plant relative, coastal sage. Msut Nogama, all my relations.